It is never Jesus plus baptism or Jesus plus works. Salvation is never unless you do this, this, and this, and this. It is a gift of God to everyone who believes in their heart and confesses, truly confesses in their mouth, Jesus be the Lord of my life. That's it.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy Monday. We're delighted to have you tuning in as we begin a new week. Pastor Bill continues his study in the Epistle of Philippians this week, and today he concludes the message, Beware of Killjoys. Let's listen in.
Instead of just saying, this is the mark that shows, it's a permanent mark showing you're my people, they turned it into a religion or a ritual, if you will. They started trusting it in it because it was a human work. Amen? Okay, very important. You know, it's like people say, you know, well, I'm baptized. Okay, well, praise the Lord. You should be baptized. It's a commandment of Jesus himself. Yeah, but I'm baptized. I did it. I signed my name. I'm being baptized on Easter. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you should be obedient to the Lord. But the reason that you're being baptized is not a human work. It's because you're already saved, which is not a human work. Do you understand? And that's so this is what these Judaizers, they were doing. Well, I'm a church member. Praise the Lord. I mean, you know, I know people. I've been a member of 13 churches. First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist, Fourth Baptist, Fifth Baptist. I love the Baptist. I just happened to use that. I don't know why. I've been a member of Calvary Chapel, the big church, the real one, the only one, the mother church, Costa Mesa. You, come on. Same thing. Do you understand? Well, does that save you? Are you a member? Oh, this is where it's Calvary Chapel. Okay. That doesn't save you. Getting wet, getting in the water doesn't wash away sin. Only the blood of Jesus washes away sin. Amen? Yes. It's an outward expression of an inward doing that something has already happened. That's what baptism is. Oh, listen. No, you look at this. Even Paul, what did he say? Romans 2:28, he says this. He that is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, meaning the new birth, okay? Not in the letter or the letter of the law. It's not in works and deeds or human effort and so forth, whose praise is not from men but from God. Listen, the joy killers, these killjoys, you know, they say, no, you have to be circumcised to really be saved. You've got to follow the custom of Moses. And you know what religion does? It's painful. I've got to get that knife, whoa, cut it deep, man. You've got to really, you want to be saved? You got to do something. Man, you got to earn it. You got to work so hard. Matter of fact, here's the first thing you do. You look just like me. I have no joy. Why? Because they're killjoys. They try to strip you of your joy because they're legalist and so forth. Paul says in Galatians 6:15, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. In other words, it doesn't contribute one thing to being saved or your salvation. It says, but a new creation. Doesn't it break your heart when you run into people? And I have so often through the years that, you know, I know they love the Lord, you know, and they're sincere, but man, they have a legal relationship with God, not a loving relationship. They're always so much self-effort, so much energy, and so forth. They never come to rest. You understand? They're not resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. They think, okay, if I can just work. Oh, Lord, I'm praying. Did you see how much I prayed today, Lord? You know what I mean? We should all pray. We get to pray, but we don't have to pray. Do you know that? No Christian would ever think like that. A Christian would always say, I want to pray. I want to go to the throne of grace. I'm renewing my mind. I know what's there. All kinds of help. Amen? So, you know, if I pray enough, well, how much is enough to get God to accept you? I mean, is it 30 minutes or is it 35 minutes? Is it 45 minutes? 6 hours. who'll give me seven? No. You know, or Lord, you know, if I give enough, I double tithe. I even have a sunflower garden and I take the seeds out and I even tithe the seeds. That's what the Pharisees did, remember? The tithe of men and all the rest of it. No. Or, you know, Lord, if I serve enough, or if I don't go to movies, I don't chew tobacco, and I don't even date a girl that does that either. So, no. And trying to be accepted by God. Oh, Lord, look what I'm doing. Love me, accept. Listen to me. I don't want you to ever forget this. You know, those people that believe that they are killjoys. They're killjoys. You get around them and they're not happy. They're miserable. And because they're always trying to earn God's love. Listen, here's the deal. Don't ever forget this. God loves you. You cannot change God's love. You can't be good enough. You can't pray enough. Do you understand that? God loves you. How much does God love you? Ephesians 1:6, that you have been accepted in the beloved. The beloved is Jesus Christ. What does that mean? It means that now that you are in Him, in Christ, that God loves you just as much as He loves His own Son that He gave to this world. Don't ever question God's love. The Bible teaches, behold, what manner of love that God the Father has bestowed, lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Listen, God's love is unconditional. Amen? He loves you. You don't have to earn it. If you oversleep and in your prayer time and you're driving to work, oh God, I didn't have my prayer time. Do you hate me? No. Where does that come from? That's a killjoy spirit. No, God loves you, man. And you need to never, ever, ever, ever forget that. You know, and the reason that so many believers, that rejoicing in the Lord is sometimes but not daily, is because probably, maybe, from the pulpit, it's the pulpit's fault, they have not learned. They have not learned from the pulpit or whatever it is, that they just don't know that Jesus paid it all. They don't know that it's finished and there's nothing to be added to it. It is done, loved one. Amen? So you have to beware of killjoys because, man, they're going to steal your rejoicing. And again, they're dogs and they're evil workers and they're butchers and so forth. And they butcher up the joy that God has placed in you. That's what they want to do. Listen to me now. I say this without any judgment against anyone, any ministry, any church. But I know personally in my life, in my walk with the Lord, you have to beware of any ministry, any brother, any sister, any pastor who emphasizes a works righteousness or a works mentality. Do you understand? And instead of emphasizing the finished work on the cross. Oh, you got to be careful. Listen, righteousness and works. Did you know, works don't save us, but we're saved for works. Amen? So the righteousness, listen, righteousness adds not one thing to your justification or to your righteousness because your righteousness is not yours. It's imputed. Amen? Remember, God takes what the spotless, sinless, perfect record of Jesus Christ and He puts it over into your account. Now you're in Christ. Will the righteousness of Christ ever change? No, neither will yours. Why? You're in Christ. You're in the one who kept the law. You're in the one who pleased the Father in everything He did. That is your position in Christ Jesus. Man, listen, people that tell you otherwise, they are killjoys, and you have to stay as far away from them as you can get. Listen, beware of any ministry that uses that word unless. Okay, hello, you're born again. Okay, but let me ask you a question. You know, are you a member now of this church? No. Have you been baptized in this church? No. Well, you can't be saved unless you're baptized in this particular church. That's from hell, loved one. Do you understand? You know, or they make you sign, okay, I can't wear makeup. Okay, no pantsuit. That's old-timey stuff, isn't it? See, but I remember it. You know, no smoking. Does that mean cigars too? How about vaping? You can't watch Netflix ever. And if you're a cowboy fan, you're going to hell. And if you're a Democrat, chains of darkness await you forever and all eternity. No, I'm teasing. King James Bible only. Do you see what I'm getting at? Those are legalists, loved one, and I love people. I love legalists. I just don't want to hang out with them. Why? They are killjoys. And I get miserable being around them. I have no joy because they don't have any joy either. Listen to me. Jesus plus anything else for your salvation is a killjoy. Jesus plus religion, Jesus plus legalism is a killjoy. No, the Bible says in Galatians 5:3, and Paul says, I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised, he's a debtor to keep the whole law. Has anyone ever kept the whole law but Jesus? No, listen to me. The law doesn't help you. The law doesn't say, oh, you're a good guy. No, the law says, thou shalt not. You're guilty. The law condemns. The law can't give life. The law can't save us. Amen? No, listen. If you want to keep the law, that, you know, here's the deal. Then you have to keep it continuously and perpetually. And if you break one, you are now guilty of breaking what? All of them. Do you see how crazy that is? You know, if you read Acts chapter 15, even Peter says, oh man, we can't put these Gentile believers under the law. We couldn't keep it either. Why would we put that upon them? The Bible tells us that we're saved by grace, Ephesians 2:8. Let me read it to you. For by grace, not the law, not works, not human effort, by grace, God's unmerited favor, you have been saved. Okay, how have we been saved? Number one, through faith. You mean believing on the Lord Jesus? Yeah. Not of yourselves. You didn't do it. It's the gift of God. You can't earn it. It says, not of works, no human effort involved in it at all, lest anyone should boast or brag. Listen, it is never Jesus plus baptism or Jesus plus works. Salvation is never unless you do this, this, and this, and this. It is a gift of God to everyone who believes in their heart and confesses, truly confesses in their mouth, Jesus be the Lord of my life. That's it. That is it. We don't have to add anything to it. So why can we rejoice in the Lord? How can we keep constantly rejoicing? Well, first of all, you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Look at verse 3. You know, now there's a contrast here, okay? Paul's talking about those mutilators, and then he goes, oh, we're not mutilators. Look who we are. We are the what? Circumcision. In other words, Paul says, oh, those that are in Christ, you're the true circumcision. You're the true believers and so forth. Religion is external. Christianity is internal. Amen? Yes, it's a new birth. And not only that, the moment that you asked Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, there was a divine surgery that happened in your heart. Let me give you the scripture, Colossians 2:11. It says, in him, meaning Jesus, you were also circumcised, that cutting away of what? Well, with the circumcision made without hands. So it's not physical, it's spiritual. Listen, it says, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, how? By the circumcision of Christ, meaning his crucifixion, his death, his resurrection, his ascension. And look at the next one. How do we know who we are? It says, because we worship, or who worship God in what? In spirit. Now listen to me. We're not only true followers of Jesus. We're true worshipers of Jesus. Do you understand? I say, oh, Lord, how do we worship the Lord? Is it external? No, it's internal, isn't it? Now, it manifests externally, of course. But, you know, listen, you can be standing. Maybe you were standing here this morning, and we were singing that song, oh, Lord, da, da, da. But the whole time you were thinking about, okay, did I turn that thing, what's that crock pot on, or whatever you call that? Did I do that? And, come on. It's easy to honor Jesus with our lips, and our heart can be far from him. Amen? Yeah. No, when we worship the Lord, it's what's in here that goes out there. It's internal and it goes externally. Listen, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, loved one, you know, to shout to the Lord, lift our hands. We need to lift our hands and all of those things. But you know what? You can be jumping all over the place and doing somersaults and whatever, you know, getting really excited. But does that mean you're really worshiping the Lord? No. It means that you can go through motions, but inside it's not happening. That's why we need to learn how to really rejoice in the Lord and worship the Lord. Listen, when Jesus came to Samaria, to the woman at the well, she came at noon because she was an outcast. She was a Samaritan. She wasn't a Jew, okay? And Jesus came to her, something that any rabbi of his day would never do. And you know the story that give me drink, and she says, well, who are you to ask, blah, 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 you know. And he says, well, if you knew who it was who asked you to give me drink, he said, I would have given you living water. She says, sir, give me this water. He goes, go get your husband. That was a big one. Go get your husband. And then what does she do? She changed the subject, remember? And she said, well, you know, our fathers, here we come, we're getting to be a legalist. Our fathers, we worshiped up here on this mountain. We Samaritans, we love God. We worship up here. And listen to what Jesus said. Woman, but that was a nice way to say it. He wasn't saying, woman. He says, no. Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain worship the Father. And Jesus said, you know what? You worship what you don't know. You don't know what's going on. He says, listen, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming. And now is, here it comes, only here in Scripture, when the true worshipers will worship the Father, tells us how, in spirit and in truth, a heart that is right and worshiping our Lord according to what Scripture tells us how to worship Him. Amen? And he says, for God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Loved one, listen to me. That incredible revelation was given to a woman who was a Samaritan, who was married five times and was living with an old boy. And what did Jesus do? He moved true worship from what? Not a mountain, not a place, not a church. Are you listening to me? He moved it from where? From a place to a person. Oh, listen. We're to rejoice in the Lord. He said, oh, no, it's not where you worship. It's not exactly how you worship and where. It's whom you worship. Let us not be guilty today as much in the 21st century is guilty, and they don't mean to be, but they are, where we worship the worship instead of having a lifestyle of worship, to where we rejoice in the Lord. Amen? That is so, so important. No, and look at this next one. This is great. And he goes, oh, who, meaning us, who rejoice in Christ Jesus. Do you know that's one of Paul's favorite expressions, rejoice in Christ Jesus? Over 30 times in his epistles, he mentions or that phrase. But here's what I want you to see. The rejoice in verse 1, rejoice in the Lord, the command, is not the same here. The word rejoice here doesn't mean what it means in verse 1. Here it means this, to brag, or to brag on, to boast in, or to glory in someone else. And who is that? That's Jesus Christ. Man, that's who we need to always boast in. Not in anything that we've done. Even if we had a huge ministry, who did it? Jesus did it. You know, we're just going along for the adventure and the ride, man. It's not you. You know, God can take a jackass and build a ministry. Amen. Matter of fact, Balaam's donkey, go check it out. Listen, a true believer is not a legalist. A true believer is one who, if you're going to say, you don't talk about you, how good you are, all that you've accomplished. No, your boast is only in one person, Jesus. A legalist will always boast in what they have done. And that's a horrible, horrible thing. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:31, it is written, Paul writes, he who glories, he who boasts, let him boast or glory in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10:17, but he who glories, let him boast, let him brag, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself, a self-praiser. In other words, look what I've done, da, da, da. No, he says, they're not approved. He says, but whom the Lord commends or whom the Lord approves. That's that eternal approval. Amen. Were you giving glory to Jesus Christ? Listen, Jesus paid the sin debt, and I know it's time, the sin debt of the world. If we're going to boast, loved one, listen to this, Romans 3:27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. Of what law? Of works? No, by the law of faith. See, listen, like Jude 24, who is going to present us faultless and blameless in the presence of the Lord? Who's going to do that? Our works? No, Jesus is. Oh, man, listen, think about that. Man, I can rest right there. I can say, oh, Lord, Thank you. I don't get credit for my salvation. All I did was say, Jesus be my Lord, and he does the rest. Why? For salvation is of the Lord. The greatest lie in all of the world and every generation is that you can earn your salvation by doing something yourself to make you accepted before God, the Father, the Creator of the universe, and you cannot do that at all. There's not one work that a person can do, none, except say, Jesus, would you come and be the Lord of my life? The thief on the cross, he taught Sunday school for years. Did he? No, he was a thief. He looked over to Jesus, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, would you remember me? Don't forget me. Please don't forget me. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise forever. Amen. Listen to me now. What did that man do? He couldn't do it. He was crucified with Christ right alongside of him. He could only open his mouth. Jesus, save me. Do you know that's all that it takes? Isn't that unbelievable? Listen, there's not any performance. We are justified. We are declared righteous in the eyes of God, not through works, not through our own achievement, but by just saying, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. Come into my heart, oh God. And you know what? You're justified. I have been a Christian for 45, a long time. And here's what I want you to know. The moment on that beach in Jacksonville, Florida, you know the story. I've said it a million times here. A beer and a cigarette and their Marlboros or whatever they are. They still make those? You know me now. You weren't going to answer. No. I was messed up. I was looking for truth. You know the story, but here's what I want you to see. The moment that hippie led me to the Lord, I was justified. Now listen, what is justification? Justification is by faith alone, through grace alone, in Christ alone. Nothing else. I just stood there. I opened my mouth. The moment I opened my mouth, I opened my heart. And guess what? I was declared for all eternity. Even though I didn't know 66 books of the Bible, even though I didn't even know that there were different versions of the Bible, I didn't even know what justification meant, or propitiation, or sanctification. I had no idea. But that very moment, God the Father, because I believed in my heart and I confessed in my mouth, he declared me just as if I had never sinned for the rest of my life, because Jesus Christ paid it all. Amen. Do you understand? Does that mean you live any way you want to? Of course not. You know better than that. It means that imputation took place. He took Christ, as I said earlier, his perfect, sinless, spotless record, and he put it into my account. And he'll never take it out of my account because he sealed me with the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? It wasn't anything I could do except come into my heart. Save me, O Lord. Listen to me. That's the greatest thing a person can do. Oh, I just thank God. That's how you rejoice and feel the command, say, I'm not going to hell. Can you not rejoice in the Lord for that? He tasted death for us. He died. He took our sin on the cross. He died as us, for us, and now he lives for us, and he's coming again one day. And I say, oh, Jesus, I rejoice in you. I boast in you. I love you, man. Well, then, Bill, how do you get saved? Well, I just told you. You know, there's no killjoys in that area. Remember the Philippian jailer when Paul and Silas and Stocks, remember? And all of a sudden, they sang those hymns at midnight, and the chains and the prison doors were open. And the jailer, what did he do? He ran up trembling to Paul and Silas, and he said this, listen, sirs, what must I do? There's the key. You want a merit, human merit. What must I do? What can I do to be saved? And Paul said, well, this is a church you need to join, and you need to be baptized on this specific, here's the creed. Did he say that? The greatest apostle that ever lived. The jailer, sirs, what can I do? What must I do to be saved? And Paul, the apostle, said, believe. That's it. Believe. That's it. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be saved.
Pastor Bill's study continues on Love Never Fails tomorrow, and we hope you'll join us once again. Thank you for listening with us today. And until next time, may the Lord bless you. Good day, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.